the very thing that you think, the very thing that's making you stressed could actually cause what you're stressed about. It's the very thing, the thing you're afraid of maybe losing your job if you don't perform could cause you to lose your job because you're not performing.
100%.
So just be relaxed either way. And welcome back to Five Ideas. I'm Joey Nagel along with Rich Clay, who is a life and leadership coach and expert. He may not look it, but he's got 65 years of experience on all of us, which is all. Well, actually, you're 65. You don't have 65 plus, right?
Yeah. Right. I'm right. 65.
Which is awesome. And a lot of people don't believe it. It's hard for me to believe it, but he is. And he exudes this wealth of information for free to me and you every single week on Five Ideas. We also have a subscription called 25 Ideas that Rich curates and designs all of these different ideas in each of the five categories that we talk about on the show that you can actually implement in your life to start seeing real change today. You can check that out on fiveideas.co. We'll link in the description, and it's free.
Yeah,
it was going to be $50 a month, but we got that free, that 50,000 day free trial.
We're giving it away for free. That's wild. I love about this is some of the big advances in my life came from a simple idea.
Absolutely.
Somebody said, have you read this book? Have you checked this out? Have you looked at this? So when you get 25 ideas free every month, man, why not take advantage of that?
Absolutely. And today, if you wouldn't mind liking and subscribing to the channel, liking the video and subscribing to the channel, it helps get this free content that we're providing out to even more people for free. And you can help with that just by subscribing to the channel, and that'll keep you informed on when we release new episodes. Mm-hmm. Today, we're talking about this principle that Rich discusses. He's talked about it in leadership talks and whatnot, and we've talked a little bit about it on a previous episode, but it's this principle of resting while you work, which sounds crazy because most people think rest and work are polar opposites, and you can work or you can rest. And working, generally, it'd be like you've got your phone and the battery's draining. You would consider that working. And resting, you would consider the phone is plugged in and it's charging back up. But there's this principle that Rich has talked about and taught me about where you can actually rest while you're working.
Yeah.
And they're not actually opposites. And one really kind of cool way I think about this is Tesla or somebody is inventing this semi-truck that's electric. And when it goes downhill, it actually charges from all of the gravity that's turning the wheels, and it stores that energy and charges up. So we're going to teach you how you can rest while you work and get recharged while you're working.
Yeah. It's a favorite subject of mine for several reasons. One, okay, we don't shy away from this. It's a biblical principle. Rest, Sabbath. Matter of fact, I think Israel still kind of follows the steps of giving ground rest. We know agriculturally, when you don't rest the ground, it can become depleted.
Right.
And I won't get into that whole side of it, but it's a biblical principle. You got to recharge your battery. The other reason I love this is so many of my clients that I were coaching were stressed out at a job and at a profession that they loved. But we're thinking about getting out of that profession because they were so stressed out.
Right.
So I finally came up with something when I was coaching a baseball player. And we worked on three things that caused him to have rest. What we discovered is in sports, athletes perform at a higher level when there is some sense of relaxation. And not stress. So as a hitter, we focused on three things that would create what we would call the principle of rest. When you walk to the plate, we want you to be relaxed, we want you to be confident, and we want you to be aggressive. And I started coaching my clients that were stressed out. Are you relaxed at work? Are you confident at work? And are you aggressive? And we found that if there was this, I know it's not exactly the rest principle, but it is rest in the in the way that you're thinking about it. Because it's not laying down and taking a nap. It's not taking a week off. It is how do I operate restfully in a work environment that might be stressed.
Right. But when you walk up to that plate and you're relaxed and you're rested and you hit that ball and you hit a home run, you're not drained.
No.
After that, you're not tired after hitting a home run. You have more energy than you started with.
Yeah. You can't wait to go up to the plate
again
the next time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how do I engage with rest in the workplace? First of all, I want you to be relaxed. You need to be relaxed because, matter of fact, if you're relaxed, people will gravitate to you.
That's right.
Because people don't want to be around somebody that is tense and tight and everything's falling apart and why isn't this done and what about time? But you just got to be restful. You just got to be at peace. You got to have that relax, okay? Let's come up with a plan. Okay, I know I'm going to walk up to the plate, my hands, and there's something that we walk them through. My hands are loose. Some guys like to do this. Some get look up here, think about this, or relaxed. The more relaxed you are, the more confident you are.
Right.
So we want you to be confident in the workplace.
Yeah. And one question that just came to my mind, kind of an example too, it's like, if anyone is maybe struggling with this concept of like, no, work is draining and rest is rest and recharging. It is hard to kind of grasp that. But one kind of example that I've thought of is golfing. A lot of people like to rest on Sunday afternoon by going golfing. My question is, isn't golfing more physically demanding than 50% of the jobs in the U.S. that are office jobs? So wouldn't that technically physically be more work than typing at a computer?
Yeah, probably is. And what we know that what people are dealing with in most places is the tension, the stress, the demands, okay? So what rest is doing is rest is simply saying, I am just going to take a moment here and not allow the stress and the pressure and the timelines, because if I do that, I'm going to tighten up. And if I'm tightening them up and I'm gripping the bat like this, you're not going to hit the ball.
Yeah.
But if you're loose and go, okay, all right. Yeah, it was a curveball. They threw me a curveball, but the next time they throw me a curveball, I'll be ready for it. So rest is a state of mind. And in that state of mind, it affects the body.
Absolutely.
So body language, body composure. Am I running from office to office? Is the look on my face like this? Or am I exuding a sense of confidence? That's number two. I want my clients to be confident at work. You hired the right person. I might not have the answer right now, but I'll find the right answer. We'll find the solution. I am confident that I can do this. That saying that to yourself produces rest, because oftentimes people are stressed out because they think they might lose their job.
Yep.
They might not be competent enough. Somebody's going to not be happy with them. I want my clients to exude total confidence in where they're at.
And one thing that I think everyone can relate to, I've experienced it myself, is so Rich basically just said, work isn't what's draining you. Stress is what's draining you.
Oftentimes.
And people associate work and stress because they often can be in that environment.
Yeah.
And I would say, if I could go deeper, probably everyone can relate with what Rich just said at the end of, I'm afraid to lose my job if I don't perform. Mm-hmm. And that can cause stress where you grip, where you tense.
You're going to grip the bat if you're afraid to lose your job.
When you're
not going to take risk if you're not going to take risk, you know. I heard a great story, because my third thing is, if you are relaxed and you're confident, then you're going to be aggressive.
Yep.
So if I'm relaxed at the plate and I'm confident, oh man, when I get my pitch, boom, I'm confident. And I heard a story about a young man who started a brand new company, and it was in designing and building swimming pools.
Mm.
And he made a bid on one of the world's most innovative swimming pools. It was suspended from air atop of a skyscraper building. And they asked him in the interview, they said, how many swimming pools have you built? And he said, this will be my first. And he got the job.
Wow.
And from there, the rest is history, as you can imagine, multimillionaire. I think the reason he got the job, and I think the reason why they looked at him, is there was a sense of confidence that he portrayed that said, I can do this. Where others were probably saying, I think we can do it, and we've done something similar to this. He said, I've never done anything like this, but I can do it. What wow. if we went into our job with that type of confidence?
Wow.
And that's not, I mean, you can't be crazy, and you can't be arrogant, and you can't make promises that you can't keep. But if you're at rest, I think creativity flows to the mind that's at rest. I think there is no creativity flowing to the mind that is wrestling and all thinking all these negative thoughts.
And it's like just the exact thing you think you need to do is the opposite. Mm-hmm. You think you need to be stressed to be mm-hmm. to have that extra edge, but really you should be at rest. You should be relaxed to have that edge. Mm-hmm. And I know that's true. I don't know how many times I've been on stage in front of people, not as many as you, but even in my short amount of time, I've been on stage in front of thousands of people. I've been on stage. I'm a musician along with my brother. He's been on stage a lot of times as well. We've been on stage probably getting close to 700-800 times. And you just have to have... You have to be relaxed in front of people, and that you have to, or else you're going to choke up. It's okay to be funny. It's okay to mess something up. It's okay. And that's a hyper, you know, like not a lot of people have to be in front of that many people and talk to that many people all the time. But like the very thing that you think, the very thing that's making you stressed could actually cause what you're stressed about. It's the very thing, the thing you're afraid of maybe losing your job if you don't perform could cause you to lose your job because you're not performing.
100%.
So just be relaxed either way, mm-hmm. right? Like just don't, and relaxed doesn't mean don't do your job and chill, but it's like do your job from a place of, all right, they asked me to do this. I'm creative. I can try it. I'll learn, you know, and actually, to be honest, me being an employer myself and Rich leading a very large organization, you like those kind of people that at least try, even if they didn't hit it exactly. That's what you'd prefer versus somebody that's like, oh, another thing I can't handle, another thing I can't do, another thing or whatnot. Like,
there's a great New Testament illustration. It's called the Parable of the Talents. And this guy receives 5 talents. He goes out, invests, comes back with 5 more. 2 guy goes out, invests, 2 more. The guy with the 1 was afraid. He said, I was afraid.
To lose it.
To lose
oh,
it.
Oh, yes.
And he buried it. And his master was not happy with it, meaning his boss
yep.
was not happy with that. You know, when you are at rest, you will do things confidently. And if you do it confidently, your boss will give you the freedom to do it aggressively.
Ah, wow.
And if you do it aggressively and it succeeds, you climb the ladder.
You be the boss.
Yep.
He's like, oh, yeah, I can see yep. you can. Wow.
Yep.
With all of that, if you are enjoying the principles and the things that Rich is teaching and that we're going through on this show, we highly encourage you to subscribe to the channel. We also invite you, if you want to go even further, You can actually set up a 30-minute call with Rich on his website, CoachRichClay.com. I'm a client of Rich, and I would happily, thoroughly recommend becoming a client of him as well. But if you're even just slightly interested, it's a free call.
Yep.
And you can just see...
Nothing to lose.
Yeah, nothing to lose at all. Talk through some of your dreams. Talk through some of the things that are stressing you out and some of the things that you want to actually find rest in and become more confident and become more at rest and become more aggressive in those things that you want to see happen in your life. We recommend just checking out his website and maybe signing up for a free call. Also, if you want more information, we have a subscription called 25 Ideas that we release every single month with 5 ideas in each of the 5 categories that we talk about on this show that you can actually apply to your life immediately, implement them, and start to see real change. Sometimes just one idea is all it takes to completely change your situation. We also have a book called iTunes.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of information out there. A lot of it's free. Some of it's very affordable. The book's like $12. So everything up to this point, the most expensive thing we have is $12. It does help support the show and help us get to even more people and continue bringing these free resources and value to you and more people. With that, we thank you so much for joining us on this episode. Remember to rest in your work. Remember to be at rest. Remember to be relaxed. And remember to be confident and aggressive in everything that you do. And if you want more help with that, call Rich Clay. And we'll see you on the next episode of 5 Ideas.